Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It is my great pleasure to welcome you here and to be gathered together as a community of faith. There are a few announcements to share with you. We welcome Reverend Mary Martin back to our church. I am so grateful that she is here and will be preaching for us this morning, as well as baptizing my son. We also welcome a select group from the Avon Community Theater who will be sharing their gifts with us this morning and showing us a preview of what is to come this week. So we welcome you, and we are so excited that you are here with us as well. At this time, I would invite you to stand in body or in spirit for our call to worship. Praise the Lord, all peoples. Praise the Lord, all nations.
Extol the Lord, all peoples.
The Lord's steadfast love toward us is great.
Faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Shall we sing together?
Scripture today is from Mark 10:13 through 16. Some people brought their children to Jesus so that he could bless them by placing his hands on them. But his disciples told the people to stop bothering him. When Jesus saw this, he became angry and said, "Let the children come to me. Don't try to stop them. People who are like these little children belong to the kingdom of God. I promise you that you cannot get into God's kingdom unless you accept it the way a child does." Then Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them by placing his hands on them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Good morning. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Cynthia Towler, and I teach music and am involved in theater at the Avon Central School District. And I'm here because some of my students are going to be performing selections from our upcoming production of Godspell. We are here because our auditorium and the grounds surrounding it are being impacted by the building project that is taking place over the summer. And we are here because of the warmth and the hospitality and the beautiful musical instruments that we have here in the Avon Methodist Church, and also the outreach that this church has into the community. So we are unable to be in our home, which is at the school, and we are so appreciative of the hospitality that the Avon United Methodist Church provides for us, especially thanking Pastor Kim, but also Mark Blakely and Paul Brown, who have assisted us immensely. The students range from entering grades 4 through grades 11 from various communities as well as Avon. And they will perform for you one of the pieces of Judas on the Willows and then Bless the Lord. And we thank you for having us with you today.
Thank you so much. It's one of my favorites, Godspell. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say I am very overjoyed, happy, way over the top to be here this morning to baptize this precious child. Yes, Jack, you are a special child in my life. And although you don't know it now, I hope I am around for a while so that I can continue to watch you learn and laugh and cry. Yes, that's right on cue. Good. I know how surprised we all were when you showed up so early, but I thank God and modern medicine that you are here with us today to celebrate this time of opening ourselves to what God has for you and for us as we make these promises this day. However, folks, baptism is not magic. And this leads me right into my sermon. So often during my ministry, folks have called me on the phone or have spoken to me following a church service and said things like, I need to get my child done, or I'm afraid to allow my grandchild to go on an airplane because he or she has not been baptized. Too often, folks have treated baptism as some kind of magic that will ensure the child's safety here on earth and definitely ensure a place in heaven should the child die. The God I know and the God I believe in would never turn away any child, baptized or not. We baptize because we want to give the child a chance to know this God. We need to promise to bring the child up with some kind of religious background so the child will be able to make his own choices that take others into consideration. We baptize because we need to say, thank you, God, for this child, for bringing this child through the trials of being born. And help us as we try to give this child some moral training. We baptize not so much for the child's sake as we do for our own sake. So we will remember that on this day, we did promise to bring this child up to learn about God in some healthy way. It's not magic. It's hard work. Darn hard work. Willis and Kim bring this child here today so that in their joy and delight, they may present this little boy, Jack, to God in thankfulness. And we who are in attendance may realize that it's up to us to love and teach this child about God and about life by our words and by our actions. Jesus wanted the little children to come to him, it says in the scripture that was read so wonderfully by Ginny this morning. Even though the adult wanted to get their questions about life answered, Jesus said, "Don't be in such a rush that you push the children away." Hear the indignation in Jesus' voice when the disciples tried to shield him from the little ones. Hear the loving care and concern in his voice as he held out his arms, inviting the children to come. I'd like us to think about that picture for a moment of Jesus with the children. As a parent, can you see yourself in this scene? Can you imagine bringing your child or children to see Jesus? Could you stand by and watch other parents push a shy child forward or an ailing child? The children love Jesus and they touch him. One little girl lays her head on his shoulder. Jesus takes time with each one, blessing, touching, loving, and sending each back to his or her parents with joy. Who can ever be the same after having been touched by Jesus? Jesus says we must all come as a child comes. Right now, for a moment, be a child in the arms of Jesus, whatever your age. Close your eyes for a moment and see yourself as a child in the arms of Jesus. In reassuring words, he speaks to you. My child, I care about you. I love you unconditionally. Trust me, I love you. Yes, Jesus loves the little children, and we all need to come to God as little children. The openness of little children is so refreshing. If they want to know something, they just ask. They have no concern if their question will sound silly or not completely thought out. It's okay. They come to anyone and everyone and just ask. It's this openness that Jesus wants us to keep as we grow and mature. This readiness to come to God at any time and ask for anything. To lean on the unconditional love that Jesus showed at every turn. And be willing to be a fool for the sake of our spiritual growth and connection to God. Yes, come as a child. Too often this scripture is interpreted that we need to stay a small child where our faith is concerned. Only a child's knowledge of God is not enough for an adult. We aren't to stop growing. God wants us to keep searching and learning, finding new ways to understand our Creator. Jesus was simply encouraging us not to close our minds off to the openness we experienced as a child. Come to God with an open mind and see what God has to offer you. Then keep on growing, led by the Holy Spirit. Many of us shrink at the idea of being childlike in our faith, since society has not and does not always treat children as Jesus did. The effects of biblical literalism have sanctioned child abuse, I'm sorry to say. The book of Hebrews provides the most frequently cited biblical support for child abuse. Perhaps this letter is the work of an adult who was abused as a child and then provided theological rationale for such abuse as an adult. Think of the times that you might have said or have it said to you that this is for your own good. I'm doing this for your own good. I know adults who have turned away from God because they were abused as children and prayed to God for help and felt their prayers went unanswered. We know that St. Augustine was abused by his teachers. Even though as a child he prayed for deliverance, the adult Augustine believed he was a sinner deserving of beatings. His ideas have been the backbone of Christianity. Jesus came to dispel these kinds of ideas for all of us, including children. Jesus came to move us into the spirit of God's unconditional love. Unconditional love means that even when we're doing those things which are not particularly healthy or helpful, God is still loving us. Did you hear that? God is still loving us no matter what. The human part of us cannot understand an all-loving God, so we make God in our image, make him human like us. We assign a role of disciplinarian and make up rules about ways we need to show that we love God. Yet Jesus said and still says, come to God with a childlike faith, an inquiring faith. Come to God with open arms and receive a hug. Come to God with questions, and you'll find answers if you just listen. Come to God when you're feeling pulled apart by the world. Come to God. I spent 10 years of full-time ministry in a healing ministry, as some of you know. My days and many of my nights were spent listening to people who have been abused, who have lost their self-esteem, who have been damaged by life and other adults. I felt compelled to bring these people to a place where they were more able to experience the healing power of God. Most of these folks needed to let go of the defenses that they had developed over a period of years and come again to God as little children. This was not easy for them to do, since the first time around was not healthy for them when they allowed themselves to be open and vulnerable. So day by day, I encouraged them to be available to God in little ways. And I ask you this day, where are you in your life? Are there parts of yourself that are broken and abused? God can put them back together again if you will allow God to do so. Do you feel disconnected from God? Come and put your head on Jesus' shoulder and tell him about your pain. It will begin to heal. Do you feel like a child, or are you afraid of those childlike feelings? God understands. Jesus said, "Let the children come." And you must come as a child in order to experience the fullness of God. We have come this day to participate in and witness the baptism of Jack and to renew our own baptismal vows. No matter where you were baptized, it is the promises that were made that are important. It's not magic. It's opening yourself to God and allowing God into your life that is important. If you could close your eyes right now and see Jesus, what would you ask him to help you with? Could you simply go up to him and ask him for a hug or sit on his lap? What holds you back? What keeps you from coming to God as a child with openness and sincere curiosity about God? I hope you will continue to ask yourselves these questions as you go about your daily business this week. Who knows? God may speak to you in some childlike way, or even through a child. We are here today to open ourselves to Jack's life. We will promise Kim and Willis to help them as they raise this child. How will we keep these promises? Because Jack was born, I was allowed to serve this congregation for 3 months. What a gift you have been to me. Jack, you have enriched my life without even knowing it. You have enriched the lives of your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins simply by being born. We thank God for you, Jack, and we promise to teach you about God by our words and by our actions. May it be so. May it be so. And let us sing our hymn.
even as any child accepts a challenge. Go forth in joy, go forth in peace.
Amen.
This has been It's Not Magic with Pastors Mary Martin and Kim Farrell, originally broadcast July 19th, 2015. Kim and Willis have baby Jack baptized. Mary speaks on the sacrament of baptism and its special meaning with children, a relationship with God and each other that grows with us through life. Also, musical selections from Godspell, the ACS summer musical to be performed in our church due to school construction. And a reminder to all Avon UMC members to return your completed worship committee questionnaire by November 1st. To help us evaluate our current ministry, community feedback is also welcome at any time by phone, mail, or on the website.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.